Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Outlander Season 7, Episode 15, Written in My Own Heart's Blood, and Season 7, Episode 16, 100,000 Angels.
Yeah, some of these titles, man. You know, I have no idea what they're doing in Season 8, but Written in My Own Heart's Blood is not really as clear as it might be as a title for this episode. Okay. We have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, there will be spoilers, obviously, and we are having things to drink. What are we having to drink this time, Emily?
Ginger ale.
And ginger beer. It's kind of a contest. There are many gingers.
It's not.
It is, but there are many gingers on this show. Some of them are more gingery than others, as the case may be, and some of them are fake gingers, which comes out in second of the two episodes we're covering, because they don't love ginger until after certain events.
Okay, sure.
In any case, we are coming up toward, this is our last episode of season 7 of Outlander, and we got to be excited about that, right?
Sure. There's still a whole other season that we haven't seen yet.
Just to give you all fair warning, we do have an email. What's our email, Natalie?
BuzzToBinging@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. We want to hear from you. We really think it would be great for you to reach out to us and give us some feedback. And, of course, we also have the end of this season that we're covering right now. We're going to take a break from Outlander before we do season 8, just because those episodes are being released weekly, and I'm not seeing a real reason to cover them episode by episode. I have a feeling that a lot of what is in season 8 is stuff we've seen in other seasons of Outlander.
That's likely.
And, you know, we end up, you know, watching and having an episode of our show that would be very short, I would think. But maybe I'm wrong. We shall see. But we are going to take a break from Outlander because we're getting tired of ourselves. And we will do something else that we haven't decided on. We might discuss it at the end of this episode. We'll see. But let's get started.
We don't have any disclaimers or...
I already said disclaimers.
Well, I mean, you are not... A special disclaimer for the second episode, I think.
Which has to do with suicide. I again, don't really believe in disclaimers. I have this assumption that most of you have seen this show and have some idea of what it is that we're covering. But obviously, for those with sensitivities, there is sensitive material. I mean, obviously, there's sex and all kinds of stuff. And so, yeah, there's a lot going on in this show. It is not for children.
Okay, so season 7, episode 15, Written in My Own Heart's Blood. All right, so this episode... stupidly start. Well, actually, no. We should probably talk about the fucking far past.
Long ago, 1739. Because we've got Roger and Willie McKenzie. Not Wee Willie. No. He's a Willie McKenzie. And the thing about it is, like, he's such a useless character.
Saying that since the beginning.
You have,
so
but I keep
pointless.
I keep thinking, like, maybe there's something useful there.
No, there isn't. There's nothing to do with this character. And not that
so
they couldn't
bad.
Be, but they're not doing anything with him.
Here's the thing. They actually raised the issue that we've been bitching about for several episodes now, which is that Roger finally admits to Wee Willie McKenzie who his parents are, that it's Galus and that it is...
Does he say the father? I think he
does. Yes,
he does.
And he says that Dougal is his father. And William points out, hey, they wouldn't have met if they hadn't been looking for you, Roger. So... obviously, our changing the timeline has some effect. They might not have met each other. I might not exist. All of us might not exist if you hadn't come to this timeline and been looking for your dad. And God knows what happened with your dad when you sent him back just now. So what the fuck?
I don't think we're going to see any of those effects, if I'm being honest. And if we do, I'll be impressed. But, like,
I feel like Outlander loves to set shit up and then just not follow through.
Very true.
And so,
Well,
like,
set it up for other people. Like they have too much time with trying to close loopholes with Claire and Jamie, although they don't close all of them, but they have a lot of time spent on verbally going over material with Jamie and Claire. But like these other folks, do we get closure? No, we do not.
rarely. So yeah, Roger is like, okay, well, I need to try to get a message to Bree. And so he decides, well, we're going back to Lallybroch, and I know a hidden spot in the desk where I can put something, which it he does put something there and she does find it, but when they were messing around with it earlier, they should have seen that.
True.
Because that's how time works. But you
Yeah.
know, I suppose not. I'm not sure.
Well, but William, and of course, I'm summarizing what he says. He goes through this whole anger thing. I didn't get to talk to my parents. You got to talk to your parents. You know, that kind of thing that he talks about with Roger before we get to the, hey, you changed some stuff in the timeline. Who knows? So yeah, they go to Lallybroch. Roger is going to leave a note in the desk for Brianna. William also has a note. I wasn't paying attention.
It's going to Galas to
Oh, to
thank her
Galas.
for healing him.
Oh.
And it's just to have some kind of open communication with his mom, even though she doesn't know she's his mom.
He also says something about his wife and how he treated her badly and stuff.
Well, he goes on this other tangent about how his wife had eyes for another guy. The guy got drunk one night and he made him look bad. And so his wife settled for him. And then he feels like he held her back for most of her life, and also he treated her like shit. So, you know, I don't care. Like I really
Yeah.
don't. Morag, we met like twice, and I
And
didn't
very
really care
briefly.
much about her then. She was more of a kind of placeholder in Roger's
Yeah,
story.
she was a Roger growth as a character kind of person.
Someone to look after what in between, like finding Brianna. And so,
That's pretty much it, though, for that
yeah.
timeline. For this, this is the
Far
far
past.
past. So we've got a very, very tiny amount of 1970s.
Brianna finds well, first of all, she writes a note to Roger to put in the desk, which I don't think that's, oh, no, it's not to put in the desk. It's to put on the desk if he were to come. No, okay.
No, it's been the
So,
book.
no. Yes. She is hiding a note for Roger, even though it's not like they have a predetermined, like, this is where I'm going to leave a secret note spot. He seems to think it's the desk. She seems to think it's her dad's book, which we've barely seen
It
any
makes
of.
no fucking sense, but okay.
Like, let me just preface this of like, we know that part of season 8 is going to be this book. Like, Jamie's gonna read this book and he's going to see, oh, James Fraser dies in this war. And it's like,
At the
first of
ridge.
all,
Yeah.
he lest we forget, but fucking Frank was having a crash out over finding the news clipping of Claire and Jamie dying in a fire, that, like, literally the day of his death. Or the day before his death. You're telling me that he saw that and then was like, I'm also going to write based off of some other fuck ass information I guess he found that James Fraser dies in the war, like what is it? Maybe it at least like 2 or 3 years later.
Yeah,
Like that doesn't
after the
make
funding
any
season.
goddamn
It
sense.
does not. And you know, another thing that doesn't make any sense is if this book exists, right, in the form in which they are claiming that it does in season 8, or the previews that we've seen for season 8, then everyone has read the book. I mean, everyone, like Rogers read the book. Brianna's read the book. Probably Claire's read the book. It's like everybody
That's also a good
fucking
point. Like, what do you mean? Like, you didn't know
knows.
about
No,
this?
or that you didn't know Jamie could have been alive. I mean, there's a name.
Yeah,
This chick,
Brianna. I
what the fuck?
guess they just don't want to repeat the plot point of Brianna bringing bad news to her parents by being like, well, this is when you're gonna die. Even though the last time she did that, it was incorrect and also took for like at least 3 seasons to get there.
And they're so special, they changed the timeline, she and Roger, so
I
whoopee.
guess. And now they have this other thing that like shouldn't even exist. And so I'm just confused. Imagine being Frank and having written this book, which again, I don't recall him writing a full-on book.
Revolution.
No, even though that was his area of study of American history, I suppose.
No, they didn't discuss that.
No, they
He
didn't.
was.
He studied forts in Scotland or whatever the
Yeah.
fuck. So why
No.
did he move on to American history? I guess
We
when you're
are
living
making
in,
shit up, is the
I
point.
suppose when you're living in Boston, maybe he just got he drove himself mad looking for information about Jamie.
I don't know, because it just doesn't make sense to me. And the impression that you get, he was a specialist. I thought it was English history because he came from England, whatever, and he was going to do research. He was going to take Brianna back and go to Oxford and do research and stuff like that. I mean, if you're, well,
My
they
question,
left it vague
yeah,
on
I feel
purpose.
like the writers just do stupid shit. Like
And they think we're not paying attention.
this could literally have been written by anybody else but Frank. Because based off of what we know, Frank again was crashing out about a different potential death that involved both Jamie and Claire, and that's what caused his crash out and his literal car crash, I'm sure.
Oh,
And
maybe he was just shocked that Claire was there in the
well,
past.
that's certainly part of it, but he was taking that as gospel. If Jamie didn't die in that fire, which he, according to the book, he says he wasn't dead in the fire and died later on, he shouldn't have crashed out that much about the fact that Claire was dead more that she was in the past, I suppose. But it's like, it's still
Weird.
bizarre.
Weird.
I'm sure they're going
Definitely.
to try to cover their asses or just not mention it. But I think they probably are just not going to mention it. Because whenever they like
Well, here's the
reference
problem.
back, it's.
They could refer back and go on some long tangent about something Frank said at
Well,
some
in
point in
those few
time
hours
with
that we
some
didn't see, he also wrote a goddamn book about how that actually wasn't true.
on about like sunsets and stars and shit, and I will stop paying attention and they might have a discussion about this,
I
and
also
I
would love to, I
won't
would
know.
also like to say that, and I'm sure I mentioned this at the time, but wouldn't it be so funny if Jamie just got married to a different Claire
Yes.
and he it led to this whole like messy divorce and him literally dying because
Messy, messy
he
as in
was
car crash.
trying to cause trying to like make this separation happen and he died over literally nothing. Obviously, he had found his like fears were founded in some kind of reality, but you know, it would be so funny if it hadn't, at least for an audience member. So yeah. Anyway, so yeah. Sorry, that was a really long tangent about that, but yeah. In general, like that book makes no sense to me. The fact that it exists and what's inside of it. But she decides that's going to be the hiding spot for anything, even though she's not putting anything incriminating in the note. So it could be found by just about anybody, and it wouldn't like say anything. It's not like we've traveled back in time to find you. It's like, hey, we're not here. If we missed you, we're going over here or whatever. We're trying to meet up with you. Okay. That doesn't really make much of a difference. Like, that doesn't make any sense that she would have to hide that, but I guess she just wants to make sure. So she opens up the slot in the desk and she finds the letter from Roger and she reads it and it's essentially, yeah, I fucked up. I'm in the wrong time. I saw my dad, but like, that's not important. So, yeah, no, I don't think Jemmy's here, but, I hope that you're doing well. I wasn't really paying much attention to what was in the note, and I don't think the writers really were either, but she's just Now Brianna's pretty determined that her and the big kids are going to have to go back in time. So what they do is try to like fake us out with like a surprise. Like it's not a surprise at all. They're all going to go back in time, and Mandy goes running towards the stone first, and they're trying to make that a cliffhanger. I'm just like, they're trying to make every single one of the going through the stones moments a cliffhanger, and I don't think that always works.
No,
It
it
really
doesn't.
doesn't.
It really doesn't. And this one particularly doesn't, since we all know
Where they're gonna end
where they're
up.
gonna end up.
It
I mean, there's really not a
would be
question of whether they're
so
gonna go through
fucked.
together or whether they're focused on the same thing. Clearly they are.
It would be so fucked if they ended up in a different time. That would be so
But
annoying.
I mean, the thing about it, Mandy going through first kind of ensures that they're all going to Roger. I mean, she's like, I'm gonna go see Daddy, and she runs. And even if Jemmy and Brianna are only focused on going to Mandy, Mandy's going to Roger, so they're all going to Roger. This isn't a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
Sorry,
I don't know
people.
why they tried to make it one. It doesn't even happen at the end of the episode. It's literally the middle of an episode, which also makes it less of a cliffhanger.
Well, yeah, it's not like they have commercials now. We're just going to cut to some other timeline.
Speaking of the other timeline, so there's this anti-war PSA at the beginning of this episode that just shows it's a clip show essentially of all the cool war moments we've had throughout this
Throughout Outlander, I
show.
mean, we've got Culloden, we've got
World War
all World War
One, two. World War Two.
Yeah, Claire's in World War II, Natalie.
Yes.
I
I keep
am sorry. You want this to be blood of my blood? You're getting confused.
forgetting. I
It's
keep
a thing.
forgetting.
This is not Blood of My Blood, although it does talk about blood in the title
Which
of this episode.
we might do Blood of My Blood if the new season comes out
I don't know how
eventually.
much Scotland I can take right now.
I wouldn't mind that right now. I said if a new season's coming out,
Yeah, it would.
which there should, I think they finished filming it.
God, already?
I think.
It smacks of poor writing, which of course we're already dealing with poor writing, so whatever. Okay, so. Yeah, so there's this PSA
It's
basically.
not important. So
No,
there, what half of this episode is just Claire and Jamie bullshit. Where
it's
they're just
not a lot of
talking, they're
talking
just talking at each other
about
about
war
love
and love.
and blah, and war sucks, and I wish that I could keep
I'm
you safe
scared
and
you're gonna die.
blah,
I'm
blah,
afraid you
blah.
might die.
It's shit we've seen before.
I have this written because a number of these conversations are cut.
Flashbacks.
Well, they're flashbacks to like earlier that morning. This is not like a
No, they're flashbacks to like the night before where they had a similar conversation.
2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, where they're at the tent before the battle, and Jamie and Claire are sitting in the tent, and there's this
Not to be
beautiful.
confused with the other talk in the tent.
No. This is
This
a
is in a different
beautiful.
tone.
Because because they're in sepia tone, but the sky behind them is basically like a picture of the galaxy. Like they got some sort of, I don't know, like backdrop electronic thing, like at the Sphere or whatever in Las Vegas. This galaxy thing up there.
Did something where it says Claire and Jamie say good luck, Mr. K, love you before the war. What does that even mean? I guess it was supposed to say, and I love you, but it said
And I
Mr.
love
K.
you. Oh my Lord, no.
It doesn't matter.
But yeah, one of the things I have in all caps for many of these are boring tent memories.
I don't care. Like, if they kept it brief in the first one of just like very quick, like kind of a summary of all the conversations that they have throughout this episode, I feel like it would be better. And because here's the thing, we've seen all this shit before. It's just
And they
the it's just
separate them.
repackaging the same shit.
Right. So yeah, it is at least 4 or 5 segments of this episode are
Dumb.
long discussions. And
The
yeah,
pacing sucked.
nearly all of them have some sort of, oh, you know, this feels different. But it doesn't. But it does. It's like this, but it's not. But
But
oh
not like
my, but
death
you might
different, but
die.
different. But I'm worried about you dying. But I might die.
But
But you might die. What are you
Let's
talking
not
about?
die. Let's promise not to die. If we promise not to die, we won't die. Okay, let's not
Because
die.
we're main characters.
That's right. And we're
And we
having
can't
sex
kill off
together.
the main
And
characters. And you know what? They turn out to be right.
yes,
But
true.
anyway, so Claire literally is having the exact same conversation when she first met Denzel with a different doctor. The doctor who is going to be helping out with the surgeries during the battle is not letting her stay in the church helping him with surgery because he doesn't trust her because she's a woman.
Right, Denzel tries to stand up for her.
It's literally the exact same shit that happened at Saratoga.
Yeah,
Like,
but
we
what?
don't need that again.
No, but one of the things they do to try to like mix it up a little bit is that instead of inside the tent, Claire saving somebody in front of this doctor, she starts outside, brings the guy in, and she's supposed to leave. But and the doctor tells her to leave, but she does a real quick surgical thing and saves this patient's life in front of him. He's like, "All right, you can stay."
Yeah.
Surprise!
Gains his respect, I
It's
suppose.
so dumb.
And then so the battle rages. Oh, well, before we get to the battle, let's
You
discuss Lord
John
John Grey. So
Oh.
Lord John Grey and young Ian essentially just amble up to these
The
soldiers.
Hessians.
Literally, like so easily. They
Yeah.
go up to them and he's just like, "Yeah, we're looking for that captain you captured. We want him released." And they're like, "Well, do you have money?" And they're just like, he's like, "Let's see the captain first."
Well, right, so they're claiming that Captain Richardson or Major Richardson, whatever the fuck his name is, had given them instructions to get Willie back. But that turns out to
Course, it doesn't make any goddamn sense,
no,
but.
so they go to pull guns, and Lord John Grey's a mighty good shot. Kind of like someone else we know, Jamie
Well,
Frazier.
he also, like, why would they give up Wee Willie without, like, no, like, written documentation of, I want this prisoner back in the coded, whatever the fuck, and
Yeah.
all of that? They clearly have such a watertight system. But no, he's just like, well, did you send the money with it? Did he send money with you? And he's like, we'll see.
Yeah,
It's like,
I
why are you bringing out the
and then
captive for this
they're
man?
like, hey, he killed two of my guys. Really did.
I
So
wonder why. It's almost like you were kidnapping
yeah,
him.
and he's all beaten up, and he's got this like
Bit, like,
big.
it's like a twig.
Yeah, it like tied. It's like a muzzle almost. It's a little weird.
Yeah. And then he also
But
put a
so,
bag over his head, like he
yeah.
would be, like he would be seeing anything but the woods. Like,
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. What is that supposed to do?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. It's not like you're
I'm
transporting
gonna tell
him.
you, like this whole secret blood battle is very unhappy, and we're gonna get to it in just a second.
To go from wherever the fuck he was in the tent to outside the tent so that the transport is covered? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Having these intrusive thoughts about like that woman with the candy, like she's in the tree saying, "Don't."
Oh. It's called birch bark and ink. It's called don't.
I'm sorry, something wrong with me. Anyway, so
Okay.
yes, she he
She.
my hair is pretty witchy today. I could pass as this woman.
Hair looks fine.
Anyway, so they bring William out. William's trying to like speak with his eyes.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's
I think
doing
he's just surprised to see his dad, and let alone his dad with an eye patch. Because that I don't know why I had this assumption for so long.
was
I was
funnier
like,
that way.
it was very funny this way. But I, after I watched it for the first time, I started going off about the fact that, well, William didn't even mention that his father has a fucking eye patch on the next time he sees him. And
So brief, it is in passing.
it
So
is in passing, so
when it
I'm not surprised I missed it, but like he's not that concerned. He's like, your eye. And then
well,
he's just like,
and Lord
yeah,
John,
my
yeah,
eye.
no, look, yeah, Lord John Grey is basically like, oh, Claire fixed it, it'll be fine.
Yeah,
And that's the entirety of the
it's no big deal.
conversation.
How did you get the injury? Like, ask questions, ask follow-up questions. And maybe that's what my issue was. He didn't ask follow-up
Yeah,
questions.
well, that's
Like,
true.
yes, you were just kidnapped, and you had a bag over your head so you couldn't see the woods. However, you should still ask the last time you saw your dad was a few weeks ago. What, like,
He
when he,
had two
like,
eyes.
yeah, he had two eyes, perfectly working eyes, and he basically tore your world apart by like revealing this thing about Jamie. And then like a few weeks later, and you see him the next time, he has an eye patch on,
Yeah.
and you barely grazed that topic.
Yeah, but in we well we haven't talked about the skirmish much other than Lord
I
Joffrey
didn't really.
kills three of the guys. Young Ian's going to kill the main Hessian guy, but decides to let him go, and the guy taunts him, and young Ian's kind of like, maybe I should kill you.
And then he does,
And
so it
then, like,
doesn't
yeah,
matter.
after the fact, he like hunts him down
Yeah, I would
and
have
kills him.
regretted it and then kills him.
But he feels kind of guilty that he hunted him down instead of just killing him in the moment.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It's cooler this way. I think it's cooler.
Revenge being a dish best served cold. I kind of agree with you. But there you go.
Okay.
So they get William back. There's a lengthy discussion about you're my son.
Yeah, it's basically just like, well, you dropped this bomb on me and we didn't talk afterwards, and now we're like laying all our cards on the table. Like he feels betrayed, rightfully so.
William does.
William does. And
He says Jamie's never going to be my father, or something idiotic like that. And Lord John finally has the conversation I have had with my children since they were very, very small, which is never is a long time. like, don't say things that you clearly are not going to mean.
only Sith deals in absolutes.
Yeah, exactly, William. Lord John's basically like, look, a lot of things aren't as clear cut as you seem to think that they are. You probably need to think about it. Jamie's a good guy. And of course, the way Lord John talks about Jamie always has this kind of passionate, I'm in love with you thing. So I'm pretty sure even William may have picked up on this. Like, you're blinded by something here, one-eyed man.
Oh.
But in any case, Lord John leaves William.
And then
Hanging up.
William gets approached by Frances, who's hysterical. And I
James'
don't
little
like to call
sister.
a young girl hysterical, but
She's
she
hysterical.
is. Because, and rightfully so, because her
Yes.
sister got arrested.
For the murder of the bag.
And so she's worried that she's going to be sentenced to death, and now William's freaking the fuck out. We don't get to see the arrest, and I think that that just goes to show how little the writers really care about this subplot.
Well,
But
they how little they care about how this affects William, who should be a more major player than the way he is.
I agree, and I think that them, like, literally, this is just the trials of William. This entire, like, last section of this season is the trials of William. But we don't really dive deep into like why William is feeling the way he's feeling, why he's acting so erratically. And, like, because in a vacuum,
Nutshell.
obviously his behavior almost feels a bit bipolar. No offense to bipolar people, but he kind of just swings of the pendulum quite a bit, especially early
Yeah.
on, and then he goes back to being what he was before. But I feel like that could have been interesting if we like had that pendulum swing and it was like talked about.
Yeah.
Like if we dug deep into that a little bit more instead of just immediately going back to the way he was before. Like that could have been more conversations with Jane. It could have been conversations with Lord John Grey. I mean, like it could have been anybody, but like I think that that needed to be addressed, and the fact that they didn't kind of bugs me. But I think just in general, I think he doesn't need to just be the like person to be in danger. Just because like other people are occupied and not in danger does not mean he needs to be put in danger. Because I know Outlander loves to put people in danger. However, he has been put in danger so many times. And I think that in this scenario, I think that we could have just foregone the whole like him getting kidnapped for ransom bullshit and just had a moment like where maybe at the end of last episode we see Jane getting arrested and him having to be held back by like the British Army and like him questioning like what justice is and what like because he's a really interesting character morally because he's so like righteous, or he thinks he is,
Well, he
and
does speak in absolutes a fair bit.
yeah, and he doesn't like see the moral grayness, and I think Jane was helping him like see a little bit more of the gray, which he should have because he's related to Lord John Grey. And so I just think that more, they have not dived deep enough into his morals this half of the season. They've mostly just leaned into the drama with him, and I prefer when it's more moral.
I agree with you. I think the problem is that they have so many long speeches with a lot of people about a lot of different things that and that includes like William does have a long speech with Lord John Grey, but I think it's supposed to be more re revelatory than it actually is. Like
Yeah.
it is supposed to be re revealing his conflict about his parentage, but how that affects him in this moment is the thing that's not getting explored.
I
It's
agree.
not just that, hey, you pulled the rug out from under me and I'm upset, I'm angry with you, but that is affecting my behavior in certain ways. And but again, some of that takes introspection that it's not a William thing at this point.
No.
He's really young. It's not terribly surprising to me that he's not terribly introspective, but it just it's
I think it,
it's a
what it
little
takes
lacking.
is somebody else who is introspective to talk to him about it, and I think that's
And
what Jane was meant to be.
yeah, and so her absence matters to him. But
Yeah.
every time he's asked about, like Lord John asks about, like he later on. That's the next
That's next
episode.
episode.
Okay, never mind. I'm gonna stop talking.
Which is an interesting like thing that he like subject he broaches, which I again I feel like we needed more time with William and Jane. I like them a lot better on rewatch because I felt at the time that Jane was just going to be like another random ass character. Even Rachel, I didn't really like love initially. I do now. I love Rachel. She's great. But like
But
Jane,
she's not fully developed.
yeah,
There's
I feel
nothing that's
Jane
worth
like
writing.
started to get developed, but then like they kind of gave up on her, and then I don't know. We'll discuss Jane a lot more next episode, but like yeah,
Okay,
missed opportunities.
so we have an evacuation of the church. This is very important.
This is so
The
dumb
church
planning.
hospital. This is where Claire is. Claire's refusing to leave because she's treating somebody.
Yes, Rachel
Rachel and
and
Denzel leave.
I would be like, this is a very clear thing to do to stay behind and like help her patients or whatever. Move it inside. Like, it's not that difficult. Like, I understand that you would have to be moving a like human, but you have the other surgeon basically telling you, hey, at least come on inside. Like, I'm going to leave as soon as my guys, the rest of my guys are treated. You need to start thinking about that too. At least come inside the church. And she's
And
just
she's
like,
like, no.
no.
I mean, she's really being extra dumb.
Like,
So,
what are you doing? You're going to be hurt.
while she is outside, some of the people from Jamie's regiment come up, and they're like, and actually, she's treating one of them, and they're like, oh yeah, General Fraser's not that far, and we have a zillion fucking
Planning.
flashbacks to this tent thing.
Not
Don't
important.
care, but they're like, we're winning. General should be here real soon, and. The British troops, Jamie, we get to see a little bit of Jamie at some distance. He's told the British troops are going by the church hospital where Claire is working. And so he's concerned, oh no, British troops near my wife. And so he and his men go to like either cut them off or just like defend the church hospital in case it needs defense. So they get there, everything kind of looks okay.
And then men do what they do, and they
They start
start,
yeah-yeahing at each other.
yeah,
Yeah.
dick measuring. And then they start shooting at each other,
Because that's
and
what they do.
no one but Claire gets shot. And I.
And she's like, the way she is shot, it's
She
a
should literally
throwing bullet.
not have gotten shot.
True,
The
true.
way that they were like
At an
cheating.
angle and everything else, but then the angle doesn't look the same as where they end up doing surgery.
It makes no
This show is
sense.
annoying. But she gets shot.
Jamie freaks
Jamie
the fuck
freaks the
out.
fuck out. The doctor, the
The
main
surgeon.
doctor is like, I'm going now.
I don't.
can't help
I
you.
can't help you. All I could do is let her bleed out. It's like, what?
And of course, Jamie is screaming. This performance,
Yeah.
Sam Yuen's been amazing.
Sam Heughan is
He brings
fabulous
it.
in this part.
He brings it. And I can imagine, like, it's gotta be hard to work up to that level of fury and crying and
Because
everything
he's
else.
mad.
He's angry, he's
As he should
crying,
be.
he's scared. And to do that, you probably need to do it from a couple different angles. That's really, really rough.
It's rough on
I'm
the vocal cords. It's
yeah.
rough emotionally. Like, it's a
Yeah, it's
lot.
impressive. It is impressive, the performance
And to
here.
be fair, like, these actors have had to do like even harder scenes
Yeah.
before, so
Yeah. So,
they
I
still
mean,
got
they
it.
still got it, and that is impressive. And I think that's a definite positive of the show is you got some really great performances. But he's furious. And then he gets called. He gets a note. General Lee, you may recall we mentioned General Lee just being dissed by this show, which of course he is in general. Like, apparently he had been told, he had told his troops to retreat and then got blessed out by Washington. And Jamie like goes with General Washington to be valiant, which we had heard a little bit in a discussion with Claire before all this. But General Lee sends like some poor lackey to be like, hey, you need to get Jamie, he needs to report to me. And Jamie's like, fuck no, I'm not going. I'm gonna be here with my wife, I'm gonna save my wife, whatever. And Denzel finally comes back. Denzel and Rachel come back to treat Claire at the church. And Claire's telling him what to do as far as surgery
Before she goes
goes.
under.
Yeah. And she's very descriptive. She looks amazing.
Yeah, like,
Like,
the fuck are you talking
yeah,
about?
like nobody looks this good when they're bleeding out.
Also, hours of triage, and
And
then
dirt and blood and everything else. There's nothing. She has, her face is
she
immaculately
has some
clean.
moisturizer on.
Yes.
She looks like she might have just gone to a spa day.
Yes.
And maybe
Literally.
she's a little dehydrated, but
Maybe
it's not too
pale. It might be
bad.
pale. They put some foundation on her lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks
She
fine.
looks fine. She looks amazing. Good
She
for her.
looks fine.
It is unfair to the rest of us, but still. So yeah,
I wish I looked like Claire dying on
life
a good
goals.
day.
Life goals, people.
That's me on a good
Yeah, me
day.
too. She survives the surgery. Oh no, we don't see that till
No,
next.
that's next
That's
episode.
next episode. Sorry,
It's
spoiler.
so bizarrely. Like, you could have cut at her getting shot and
Yes.
him running towards her. That would have been
Spoiled.
perfect. And then start with the surgery next episode. Like, that would have been so much better. And with Outlander, like, you know that they love their cliffhangers, but their pacing also is ass. So whenever they decide, oh, well, this is going to be a big moment, but you know what? We're going to put it like 10 minutes before the end of the episode. It's like, what do you mean? What do you
Exactly.
mean?
This is so
And then the
stupid.
cliffhanger ends up being something of no consequence.
Yeah,
It's
or
like,
yeah, like
what are you doing?
there might even have been a cliffhanger. I don't know. I didn't write this all down. It might have been more tent bullshit. It's like,
Well,
I'm
sometimes
so
it feels like they're a season is just a long movie that they cut in weird places. Like, these things happen. It's like, almost like a book. Like,
Yeah.
it's sometimes it's hard to like do like book to like TV in particular adaptations, because it's not like you're going to always have a cliffhanger, and a lot of TV shows want those for the ends of episodes. And some are better at this than others, but like, for example, with like this Harry Potter TV show coming out.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're not going to be able to do a cliffhanger at the end of each episode. It's like Harry went to divination class, dun, 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 and then like go to the next day or whatever the fuck they're gonna do with it. But like, it's just it. Sometimes a book, like, it, the ebb and flow of a book is a lot like the ebb and flow of a movie. It's in three acts, and an episode should be like that. But Outlander decided that it didn't need to be, so it kind of like just kind of ebbs and flows with like a lot of other bullshit. There's not usually a culmination. It's just like it, or a climax of any kind. It's just it ha stuff happens, you know?
Yeah.
which is really a bizarre choice, but we've always been pissed off about the pacing of Outlander, and that's not changing today.
No, we're hoping season 8's gonna be better, but we're not
I
optimistic.
highly doubt
I highly doubt it too. Same showrunners, what do you expect? Anyway, so what were your best parts?
Lord John Grey,
I
like, go get your son, man.
should
Good
have
for
wrote that down. He's
you.
a good shot. I
He
need
is a
to
really good
get
shot,
that
and he's
down.
badass with that leather eye patch. And I also think that him finally being able to hash things out with William is good because, lest we forget, like, he immediately was sold into slavery by Jamie after being beaten within an inch of his life and never got to discuss it with William. And so it just kind of was what it was until they finally are able to talk about it now. But again, the pacing of that is bizarre as well. I don't think that he needed to be, like, taken from one place to another just to have him. Like, I don't know. I feel like the pacing of Lord John Grey's story is bizarre as
It
well.
is.
Claire being a good doctor and proving herself to that misogynistic asshole, I don't
Oh, I
really
should say
like
something nice
that.
about Claire. I haven't in a while.
That's good. I think that the way they do it of him being like, oh yes, but it could be this, and her being like, well, you're wrong. So I find that funny. Jamie slash Sam Ewan, I think that he gives a great performance. That's all I wrote. I'm sure there's maybe something I'm missing.
So
I don't think so,
yes,
actually.
there
Is
is
there?
something you're
What am
missing,
I
and
missing?
that is Rachel and Ian. I think are both really good in
Oh,
this.
yeah,
I think they
sure.
both are. They give good performances. Jamie's
Rachel
performance.
doesn't do a ton in this episode,
She
though.
doesn't. Oh, she does have some lengthy conversations with Claire that you probably blanked out on
I
because they
did.
were talking about you prepare. I think it's nice to have a different perspective on fear for your spouse.
Oh,
And
sure,
so
yeah.
I think that was helpful to me because I get really bored with this too because it's the same shit over and over. So Claire's got a question mark for me because again, there's a lot of boring in here. But Sam Ewan's performance I think is terrific. Young Ian, I think he again, he's been putting in great performances, and I can,
Consistently.
yeah. And so Lord John Grey, I agree. What were your worst parts?
William being ungrateful. So
I
I
didn't put that down,
What,
but.
well, I wrote that down before I remembered, before I realized that he did say something about the eye patch. I still think it kind of stands, though, that his immediate reaction is not, oh, thank you for saving me from, like, dying or being held captive and all that
I
shit.
think he says that too, Natalie. I think you were
Does
just
it?
like so focused on
Fine,
the
fine. I'll take it off.
iPad.
William
No,
McKenzie.
he is ungrateful for being raised by Lord John Grey.
And Lord
That's
John
some
Grey does
horseshit.
bring that up. He's just like, you could have gotten a lot worse. That's the part about being ungrateful. Him just being like, well, I could have been raised completely differently. It's not like, you should be very glad that you weren't. You were born with a fucking silver spoon, bro. Like, you're fine.
Now, what are you bitching about,
Stop bitching. That's
brother?
what. There
Yes.
you go. That's the transition. William McKenzie being pointless. I
Yes.
literally could not care less about him. The fact that they have multiple scenes where he goes on long tangents about any part of his life, I don't care about. Again, it's not the actor.
We don't need more characters in the show, and that's what they keep doing. They let's add some more people in
I think
here.
that's a part of the fatigue of, like, that's maybe that's also initially why I didn't like Jane or like Jane's involvement. It's just she just felt like another character to add. After William McKenzie, anyone introduced after William McKenzie just was useless to me.
Including William McKenzie. So
No, and
I
that included him, but
right,
like,
but I feel like they try to expand the universe, I guess, to have these to show different perspectives on the time or
and
on
Jane
time
does
travel
that well.
or whatever. But the problem is that some of their ties to the main characters, like William McKenzie's, are so tenuous that you don't care.
It literally, he had one
Or so
brush with
gratuitous.
Roger that ended in a subplot that didn't really go anywhere.
Well, right, but then there's the gratuitous, oh, he's Galus and Dougal's child.
Oh
Like,
my
I mean,
God.
so let's have a call back to that. It's like, do you have time for this in this show? No, you don't. You
We've
don't.
got enough shit going on.
And you even with the things that you do have time for, you're not doing it well. Like the Jamie and Claire stuff. It's like, come on, this is dumb. I'm sorry, go ahead. This is your rant.
I also resent William Mackenzie because it kind of takes away from Roger and Brianna's arc of trying to find their son. Because if Brianna went with him and maybe left Mandy with Fiona or whatever the plan would be, obviously, like that, we all know where they're going to end back up, but like that could have been done a different way. But I feel like that would have been like a good moment of like if they were having some strain in their marriage up till this point, and then like they obviously this didn't happen, but this is just conjecture about what it could have been of like they were having kind of silent grudges against each other for one reason or another in their marriage, and then Jimmy gets kidnapped. They go back in time and they're under a lot of stress. They can't find Jemmy, and the result can still be the same that he was back in the 80s, but like I think they needed that moment to themselves. It wasn't William Mackenzie's issue. William Mackenzie has nothing to do with Jemmy, nothing to do with Roger's father, literally not a damn thing.
Here's the other thing. Like, let's throw Roger's father in there.
That's
For
also useless.
what? It's like, so now Roger's just gonna be confused about what happened in my own timeline that's different now because my dad being, sent back. And then what does he do? He abandons my mother? Wait. It's like,
I
what
just,
the fuck, man?
I think, yeah, just in general, I think that they could have executed this arc with, I think the Jemmy getting kidnapped is an interesting one and enough, interesting enough anyway, but like they,
You
it
didn't need to
had,
have
you
Brian
didn't have to
Fraser in there. You didn't.
separate them. You didn't have to include William Mackenzie at all. He's completely useless.
You don't need to have 1739.
You don't need 1739 at all. Like, I think that if he just ended up in the same time as Claire and Jamie, that he would still be searching Scotland. He could maybe run into the new Jenny that they have or whatever. Like, you
Jenny
didn't,
from the block.
sure, but like it just it didn't really matter. None of it mattered. And the fact that Jenny wasn't even taken back in time is also hilarious, given
I
how
will
little
say
it
this,
matters.
one of the tent conversations that Claire and Jamie have, Claire's even like, it all just seems so futile. It's like, yes,
Yes, this
all of
was
the
pointless.
we are it is sound and fury signifying nothing. Let's
Yeah.
move on. What other worst parts did you have?
Claire being stubborn and getting shot. That was so dumb of her not to go inside. Like, bring the guy inside. Like, you had so much time to do that. The doctor being like, well, there's nothing I can do. Jane getting arrested. I think it's an interesting plot point. I just feel like we should have seen it. I'm totally fine with like, okay, well, she revealed like an episode or two ago that she killed this guy. Obviously, those chickens were gonna have to come home to roost because that's the world. And I feel like it could have been so much more dramatic than it was. And again, I think I mentioned this last podcast episode, but I feel like Outlander is not milking the like drama anymore. They're milking the wrong drama, is what I mean. Like, they are milking the Wee Willie is Jamie's son, which we've known for 4 seasons up to this point. So it's not a big reveal at all. It's just a big reveal to this character who we're still getting to know and don't really care that much about in a general sense. Or we could be milking the drama out of him and Jane's like potential budding romance and her getting arrested, her defending her sister, them being from different social classes. Like there are so many things you could like harp on with their relationship, whatever it may be, romantic or not. But like it just they don't do anything with it. And it really pisses me off. And
They do very briefly in the next episode, so we need to get there. So any other worst parts?
pacing.
Yeah, pacing's a huge one for me. So worst parts for me, monologues, fucking hate them.
Yeah.
Eye patches, don't like them. Stars in their multitudes. I actually love galaxy art. It's not a thing. That's not my issue. My issue is the stupid tent talks. Not TED Talks, but tent talks, and it feels like a TED Talk. William Mackenzie, don't fucking care, and the pacing. What grade did you give this?
D plus.
I gave it a C minus slash D, which is basically the same. Let's move on.
Maybe it is a C minus. I don't know.
See season 7, episode 16, 100,000 Angels.
Let's start with the far past because there is no present because Roger and Brianna re and the kids reunite and William Mackenzie is there too, I guess. So
Barely.
then Brianna talks to Brian about Ellen. It's nice, but overdrawn, and that's it.
Yeah, Roger and Brianna discuss their fathers and wanting to be fathers.
What?
There's a brief discussion about their dads.
Yes, I realize that, but not like them becoming fathers.
No, that they want to be with their fathers is what I
Yes.
said, Natalie.
I thought you said becoming
You are
father.
drinking, are you? What is in that ginger ale?
It's just ginger
Are
ale.
you sure?
Yes.
All
But
right, so.
yeah, generally that is pretty useless.
Yep,
And
very.
I think the reunion's cute, but it's just like, okay.
Yeah. All right, 1770s.
What should we start with?
I
Because
there.
they're separate things. Let's really quickly do. No, I guess we'll have to do Jane first.
Yeah, so, well.
Because Jane relates to Claire.
No, I kind of want to do the Jane Claire through line last. Let's see.
What's left? Young Ian.
Lord John Grey and young Ian. So let's do Lord John Grey. He shows up. So Claire obviously is injured. They have to do surgery. She's recovering. Lord John Grey shows up at the hospital, at Claire's bedside. Jamie acts jealous. Lord John Grey tells them about Wee Willie's girl and how she got arrested. Claire holds everyone's hand. They do not sing Kumbaya. I was disappointed. And Denzel is a sweet boy.
Yeah, Denzel is a sweet boy because
And
he was very stressed about having to do surgery on somebody he loved, like Claire, which is
yeah.
very sweet. So then I suppose let's talk about young Ian and Rachel. Young Ian returns, and Rachel's very happy that he's back, and that's very sweet. And him and Rachel start talking because Claire and Jamie are also considering like going back to the Ridge, because they don't want to be a part of this army
Yeah,
anymore.
they just don't want to be around war that much
Yeah,
anymore.
she got shot. I think this is where we stop.
This
And
is the
so
line. We have found the line in this book.
this is the line. So they're considering going back to the Ridge, and so Rachel and Ian are considering going back to the Ridge, and because young Ian was given that those huge tracts of land by Roger back in season five.
Whatever, I don't remember.
I guess it's season five. And so he hasn't cultivated the land at all, so he kind of wants to do that, and it would be nice and peaceful for both him and Rachel.
And
And
Rachel's like, by the way.
I also think, yeah, she's pregnant. I also think that young Ian, after butchering that guy, he's kind of aching for some peace and not dealing with anything.
He had been trying to make promises to Rachel like he wasn't going to be violent. And I
Yeah.
think he's feeling like because I was not acting in self-defense in the moment, I was more of a revenge thing with the Hessian. I kind of feel a little guilty. So I need to probably slow my roll.
Yeah. So yeah, Rachel is pregnant and they wake up the next morning and Rollo's dead.
Is the saddest thing. Rollo, who is the
And young Ian, again, this actor is giving a great performance, like
bestest
him being so devastated, and he's just like, I'm gonna go bury him, and trying to bury his emotions with it. And Rachel is just like, we're gonna bury him. I married him along with you.
boy. He is.
We're
Yep, he's
burying him
ours.
together.
Yes,
Even though
stop
she's
it.
pregnant, and even though it's probably going to be a lot of work, they're going to do it together, and that's very sweet.
Yes.
R.I.P. Rollo, you were the bestest boy.
R.I.P. Rollo.
All right,
Very
so
sad.
Jane is
So,
getting interviewed,
by a reporter
which
and
this is such an odd way to do it. Like, I feel like they could have easily have just made this the investigation into the murder instead of it being a report.
so again, this show tries to do a pastiche of other narrative and dramatic styles, and this oh, I'm trying to think of the movie that it's trying to emulate. Unforgiven, where it's a Clint Eastwood movie where the reporter is trying to figure out what it's like to be a Wild West killer. And he's interviewing bad guy or trying to interview bad guys about why they're gunslingers. And so this guy is trying to interview Jane about why she stabbed this major, whatever he was, to death. And
Saying it just like
26
26
times.
times, it's just like we
It doesn't
Willie
matter.
discusses this with Lord John Grey later of just like it wasn't 26 times, it was once, and then Lord John Grey is like, is does that really make a difference?
One is all it took. So,
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
but Jane basically is trying to spin her murder, she's trying to be strong and spinning her murder as an act of service for
For
everyone, for
humanity.
humanity, because that guy was a piece of shit. And
Well, she's being a little flippant about it because she knows that this guy is just trying to profit off of her.
no, yeah,
And so
absolutely.
she's trying to be like, and he's trying to play on, and he's like, "You're just screwing with me. Your sister may read this someday. Is that, don't you want her to hear your real thoughts about what really happened?" And
My
she's
sister
like,
can't read. I
what she says is, "I'm not going to be controlled by some man
Oh,
ever
she says,
again."
I won't give any more of myself to any man.
And that includes you, motherfucker. She doesn't say that part, but that's what she means.
No, but it's what she means. But yeah, then he brings up Francis, and then she's like, yeah, I don't know. We never hear about that again. So there's a
Well,
potential that it might come back in season eight. I highly doubt it. But
But we had another actor who probably is someone's friend, who got to have a speaking part on this show. It actually was pretty
no, he was good.
good.
So Claire made it through surgery. Great. So William and Lord John Grey are discussing Jane. Lord John Grey has gotten a little bit of information because Wee Willie did not get any. Not for lack of trying, but he didn't get anywhere. And so he was discussing with Lord John Grey about Jane, and Lord John Grey is like, do you love her? And he's just like, there's something about her.
I can't
I don't know. Maybe.
explain.
I think he does. He's like, it was the beginnings of something, but it
Yeah.
wasn't like
It's,
fully
it was a
fledged.
much stronger attraction than he expected it to be. It was not
Yeah.
just physical, there was a mental attraction there because she's at one point she's quoting Latin to him, and
Yeah.
she's clearly a lot better educated and knowledgeable.
But she still doesn't know how to use money.
Money,
It's
right.
really, it's a
It's
weird
right. And she's been a
juxtaposition.
prostitute since she was 10. So, like, how did you learn these things? It's a
And
little.
we'll never find
No,
out.
but because there's other like weird stuff that we will mention at the end of this episode that makes no fucking sense. So
We'll
proceed.
discuss it.
Yes.
But yeah, so he's just worried about her and doesn't want her to die, but Lord John Grey is like, well, this is just kind of how it's gonna be. And I mean, at least she did save her sister. That is what her goal was, and she did do that. It's a shame it has to do happen this way, but it is what
So
it
be
is.
it. And William's just not okay with this. He really is not. So he later shows up at the church. Now, keep in mind, we have edited out, there are more of
Literally
these
so
tent com
much.
there are these tent conversation flashbacks. There's a bunch of stupid like
Are
dreams
there
that
any
Claire
more
is
sex in
having.
this episode? I don't think
Yes, I think
so.
there's one at the beginning, and then there's like the stupid shit where she's seeing Master Raymond. I mean, I'm not even gonna
No, we'll
talk about that.
discuss that. We
No.
will have to discuss
No.
that. Yes, we will. And I will also say that
No,
Jamie
I
is
refuse.
not going is not planning to go back to the army like we said. They're going to go back to Fraser's Ridge. So towards the end of this episode, we'll discuss the other shit later. But it's crazy. Wee Willie
Right.
shows up at the hospital and is just like, hey, Jamie, I need to do some underhanded shit, and I knew I should come to you. And Jamie's just like, okay, well, yeah, really, sure, I'll help.
But so William can tell like Jamie's a little reluctant, and I like this exchange because it kind of shows
How similar they
how
are.
similar they are, and he's like, I shouldn't have come to you anyway, William is, and Jamie's kind of like, if it wasn't serious, you wouldn't have come to me,
Yeah.
and William's like, okay.
So true, so true.
Yes.
So what happens is they're going to break into the place where they're holding her, which is like a
Jane.
meeting house, and try to save her. So they go and cutting it short, they sorry.
That was really insensitive of me.
Natalie, it's only insensitive if they know what's coming. So keep going.
So they get inside, they knock out the guard. William,
Work together really well
they
without like
do.
verbal communication. They do a good job.
Except
Like,
for that one time when they're discussing Brianna, I'm like, there's literally a guard right there.
yeah,
You
like they're
need to
discussing
shut the fuck up.
how Brianna taught Jamie to break glass in a window. It's like, well, damn,
Okay.
girl.
Oh,
So Brianna is like one of them.
the person I met a moment ago. I'm just like, it feels like a comedy routine. It's like, oh yeah, we have to sneak into this place. Oh yeah, I remember her went from what I almost said Williamsburg, but
Wilmington.
Wilmington. Remember her? Yeah, I remember her. Like, that's so stupid. Anyway, they get inside and they run up. William runs upstairs and is ready to free her. When he finds her with her wrists cut.
Yeah, Jane has slashed your wrists, and you've done it the way that you end up dead. We had a discussion about that.
Because I guess
It's
I've never thought about killing myself before, which is a good
yeah, that
sign.
is a good sign. But
But I
they
am
are
just
the
like,
vertical slash.
because I feel like Hollywood just constantly does like horizontal.
Well, yes, they do because a lot of most of those people survive. But
True and good.
yeah,
But
so.
unfortunately, Jane did not. She's dead.
No,
And
she knew what she was doing. But there was a brief thing right before Jane died, and right before they get there to try to save her, where
she's
she's wait,
drinking.
she's drinking, but she's also waving at the Aurora Borealis, which is outside the window, which is meaningful for very briefly right at the end.
Yeah.
It's put in context right at the end.
Sure.
You were not listening.
Sure. So yeah, she's dead. And here's the thing. This really pisses me off, actually, because I would be like over the moon for like these kinds of stakes for literally any other character, but this underdeveloped one that's actually
Yes,
interesting.
horribly sad.
Like, obviously, this made me very, very sad when I first watched it,
Oh,
even though I didn't love her all that much.
well, it's horrible. And I put in all caps, William has the worst luck in love. I mean, Rachel rejects him and goes with Ian. Not that that's not a bad thing. We like Ian and Rachel together, but it's like this poor kid who has
He
what should
cannot
be.
win.
What should be for the world everything going for him? He's a good-looking guy. He's got a title. He's like brave. He's
Moral.
moral, all that stuff. And he's just getting fucked over by the writers. I don't know why.
Also am just kind of pissed off by the lack of like it could have been so interesting if they had gotten around. Like if they were had to live on the run and he would have to like kind of go against the British army in some
Oh
way,
yeah, that
how
would be great.
interesting would that be? Outlander, you fucking suck. Like
Outlander
this would
sucks.
have been so cool.
So
Like
true.
again, we were all I was already discussing how he was kind of flipping back and forth in part one of season seven because of like reasons and him having this firm moral stance of like the British are good, the British are good. He's been fucked over by the British more times than I can count. And he.
And he even with this Hessian thing, he's trying to make it up to his superior officer, to like go and basically try to get killed. I mean, this is the second time this guy's tried to kill him.
I'm so pissed off.
And
I really
poor
think that they.
William has really been fucked over. We want him to have a nice ending.
I just.
It's kind of like Edith.
Yeah.
Let him be
Exactly.
happy.
Let William be happy. I also just generally think that if they had kept her alive, it would have been like rich, full of like other things that could have been possible. And
And a much more diverse world for him, too.
I agree. And a di more diverse world for Outlander, because like even though Outlander loves to set things in brothels, they never really went into the idea of sex work.
Yeah, or how someone gets there. So how someone who is clearly as intelligent and educated as Jane appears to be.
Yeah, now I guess we'll have to
Or
learn it from her 10-year-old sister if we can
just
learn it at
fucked
all.
it.
That's bullshit. I want to hear how she got there and how she knows Latin. Like, I'm so pissed off. Like, she's so cool, and I
It's very
want.
disappointing. I will add that one of the things that happens with Jane at no point up until this point, which suddenly she's a redhead, which
Yeah,
is
she's
why we
kind of
did change her
very
up.
clearly brunette,
Yeah.
maybe auburn at like a dark auburn.
Very dark, like
Very
black
dark.
auburn.
Yeah, so
I'm serious.
brunette. So, but
She's
like,
yeah.
I just generally, I think that it's so bizarre.
The choice, again, I would have loved to have these stakes for literally any other character, but I think that for what they've been putting him through this season, I think William needed a win, and also we needed to learn more about Jane. So that's disappointing.
It really is.
Like, they
It's
built
very
her up
sad.
enough that she wasn't a red coat, but or a red shirt, but like a red coat. But she still gets sacrificed like one. And I'm just like, that's bizarre.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem. Like she is definitely a more complex character.
Then, like, half the characters we have right now.
Right. I mean, she is like, I don't know, someone we could have rooted for, but no.
I still
No.
root for her.
Her William brings Francis to the church to entrust Francis to Jamie and Claire because and that says a lot. It really should be meaningful to Jamie and Claire that he's bringing this child to them to take care of, and they are she wants to Francis wants to see her sister's grave. Claire comforts her at the grave site and asks Frances to tell her a little bit about Jane. And one of the things, that she talks about, how smart and beautiful her sister was, basically, and their mother would take them to see dragonflies. And Claire's kind of like, I like dragonflies. And there's a discussion about the Aurora Borealis and how their mother had taught them to, if they waved at it, it was like waving at 100,000 angels. And so that is what Claire kind of latches onto. It's like, look, because there is this Aurora out there, you're not alone, your sister's with you. And that's how they convince her to leave the graveyard. And they also convince her that they're, to go home with them to the ridge
I mean, literally, where else was she gonna go?
while they are packing up. After burying poor Rollo, we know for a
Poor
while.
Rolla.
It's very sad.
I would just like to say before we get to this part, before this, we got a little bit of a callback.
Sorry, it's so stupid.
It is dumb. And if I remember, I watched this episode. I think I was doing a rewatch with my friend, and we were on season two, or not long after season two. And then I watched this episode live, and it's a damn good thing that I watched season two because I would not have remembered this man. But so it has this dream.
Claire has a dream.
Yes. And Master Raymond from the French arc, he shows up much like he did after
Her
much after her
miscarriage.
miscarriage, or stillbirth or whatever. And he is just like, "You must forgive me, Madonna." And she's just like, "For what?" And he's like, "I can't say." It's so dumb and so lazy. I hate
It
it.
is
I
something.
it's also That's another one of my pet peeves of like, I have this information, but I can't tell you yet. It's like, fuck you. Just tell me. Just tell me the
Well, but
goddamn
that's
information.
part of Claire's frustration. She wakes up and she thinks Master Raymond has been there, and of course Jamie's kind of like, there wasn't anybody here, it was just me. But because of this dream and where she's thinking about, like, there are some of the images that we associate with that kind of drug-induced stupor that Claire was in during the stillbirth slash miscarriage slash whatever the dream sequence. She associates with her daughter, her stillborn daughter, Faith. And so Claire is outside the church and hears singing inside, and it is Frances singing, and she is singing a song that I don't remember happening in
I do
season
remember
two. Well,
happening.
okay, because you probably saw them like right in a row. I don't remember this song being in season two, but it is a song from the 1940s that Frances is singing, and she's like, oh, our mother used to sing this to us. Now, I was going to talk to this, but
Also, there's a locket with Faith's name on it being like, this is a portrait of our mother. So
right, and you can't see like her color or anything else.
signs are pointing to a weird direction.
But Claire is convinced that Frances and Jane were the daughters of her daughter, Faith. her and
Which was
Dexter.
Make William having fucked his niece.
Yeah, which is fucked up.
That is fucked up.
But then you have to start, like, you start to break this down a little bit. Okay, so Faith was at best a preemie. Now, Natalie was a preemie. I understand what preemies are. And,
At
there's
best.
all this bonding, whatever. And Claire, I guess, was with the baby that was very, seems very, very stillborn. Natalie did not look like that at all when she
Good.
was born.
I'm glad.
The flashbacks we see of this baby,
Is not breathing.
it's not breathing, it's
It's
blue.
blue. Sorry. I'm sorry. That's not funny. That's not funny. That's not funny. That's not funny.
Didn't give any disclaimers for this, so sorry.
Yeah, I forgot to mention miscarriage of stillbirths because technically
Whatever.
this is like a reverse. It's like an Uno reverse on a stillbirth. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? This huge imprint.
Reverse
Okay. That's not what an Uno reverse does, but okay. It can't, but okay. Anyway, you're telling me that this baby that was blue and wasn't breathing, it was alive. Okay. Next step,
that
the
Claire was
baby,
singing to it.
Claire was singing to, I do remember that scene of Claire singing to it. I didn't recognize the tune because it was very briefly shown in snippets, so we didn't hear the full song. I didn't
I'm
recognize
like,
it.
when Francis is singing the song, I'm like, what is this song? Because it's not like Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. It's not something you would automatically recognize as being a song from the 1940s. And so,
So we also get flashes of her singing it to the baby, but
which could be anything. They could have grafted it on. I don't trust these writers.
no, genuinely, that is the song that she
Whatever.
sings. We rewatched this like not super super long ago
Anyway,
in season two, yeah, but
I was not paying attention to that either, because it's dream sequence.
anyway, the well, this is implying it's not a dream sequence. So the baby is alive, okay?
The
But the baby
baby
is listening and understanding the lyrics.
and remembering the tune.
And then when the baby grows up away from Claire, all these people like gaslighting her into thinking that she lost the baby. Every single one of those goddamn nuns and nurses lied to her.
Yes, including Mother, whatever her name is.
Because she was the one who performed the surgery, so it's
Right.
like, or the executioner guy did, or whatever. Like,
They
either
were all there.
way, like Master Raymond, even if he came up, got the placenta out, and then
Which was weird.
switched the baby with a stillborn baby, which I don't know where the fuck he got that baby. But even if he stole away with the baby. First, why? Second,
Also, why?
where has this baby been this whole time? How did
Raise
the
by
family end
nuns.
up back in America, or end up in America, period, end of sentence, and not just staying in France? So many questions, so many questions. Who did she marry? Who's the husband?
Yeah.
If there was a husband. If there wasn't a husband, what's the deal there?
Why are these girls living in a brothel? These
Yeah.
young children living in a brothel and Jane's been there since she was 10.
So presumably
So
Faith died maybe like when she was 9 or 10.
one would imagine.
And yeah. So and Francis was probably like,
Right, but
what,
think about this.
six?
So Faith memorized the song from another time that she never heard from anybody else other than Claire for like 15 seconds and that we
And
don't
could
remember.
not
And
have
we
listened to anybody.
don't remember. We're adults. I mean,
I think you're adding we into that.
you are an adult.
I remember the word seaside.
Okay, you're an
I
adult.
am an
And
adult.
you did not pick up on all of the tune or the words.
No,
I
I yeah, if I watched it
no.
without the flash showing me that, I would not have remembered.
Right. So, what is the likelihood of an infant memorizing this song and repeating it to children over and over and over again, to the point where you've got Francis singing it with all the verses.
Because let me
Yeah,
tell you,
it just moves the other
because let me tell you right now, I'm sure you guys sang a lot of songs to me when I was a baby.
We did.
I do not remember most of them.
Many of them were things that you would get repeated elsewhere. So, like singing songs from
Disney.
Disney songs. We sang a lot of Disney songs, tons
Easy.
of Disney songs to you. And those have been repeated over and over and in
Those
different
I had
contexts.
access to. It wasn't from another decade in the future where,
You only heard it from one person ever. I mean, it's just very
and
strange.
once.
Yeah.
Like,
Very strange
so
and unlikely.
in summary, if they are trying to actually have this be a plot point, I want to slap somebody in the face because
Yeah.
not only does it kind of discount, not entirely discount the trauma that Claire went through in that episode and Jamie went through, all of that, like it.
Here's a fun idea. What if their mother was Gayla Duncan? Yeah. She had
Another one? No.
a
Nah. Oh, that would be. It would be really funny if they were
bunch of
fucking
husbands.
with them, I
Yeah.
guess.
Bunch of different husbands.
Or maybe. Oh, what could be interesting?
Because Faith was a very common name for a reason.
I have a potential idea, and this is probably not what they're gonna go with. They're probably just gonna be like, Faith remembered. But my thought is, if Faith did survive, she went forwards in time.
Threw some stones.
Threw some
That happened to be in
stones.
France.
Yeah, threw some stones, looking for her mom, but she came up in at like a weird time and maybe saw Claire at one point, but maybe past, I don't know. They went, they met
Cross
each other in
paths.
passing, yes. And then she heard the song, remembered the significance or something or other, and went back in time. Back to olden days,
Back to the Future.
and then gave birth to two girls, I guess, or something.
Faith was a very common name.
I think nostalgia.
So I mean, it's just kind of like Jamie Fraser, very common name. You know, we just don't. It they are trying to have so many coincidences. It is absurd.
I don't think we need this.
Yeah, we
It
don't.
also makes the William and Jane thing a bit weirder if that's true, and it's unnecessary in my opinion.
It is.
It's
It is. And
frivolous.
I don't know what else to say. What were your best parts?
Jane owning it and just being like, I'm not gonna give any piece of myself to any man, fuck you. William trying to help her, Rolo, the bestest boy. And Lord John Grey. I don't know why I just had him on the list.
Jane, I agree, was the best part. I like Jamie and William together. I think
Oh
the
yeah, I
two of
like
them
Jamie.
together, I think, you know, like they're kind of making peace with each other in like
Their
their
way.
action hero kind of way, which, you know,
Not through
that
words, but through whatever the fuck they're
actions, which
doing.
is what they do. So those two things were my best parts. I didn't put Rollo as the best part, but he's always the best part. You understand that, and we don't get to have more Rollo in the set. What were your worst parts?
Claire fake out death. She killer. I don't know. Jane dying again, wasted potential. Rolo dying, wasted potential. He could have
Yeah.
run around and barked and shit. I don't know. And Faith fuck shittery.
Yes. So I agree. Rolo dying. I didn't put Jane dying. I should have. I don't know why. Faith bullshit. I just think all of that is ridiculous. The pacing, fucking terrible. And I just feel like Brianna and Roger, it's like this was a waste. This
It was
whole
a waste.
side quest going and you know, this lengthy
I
discussion of
agree.
Brianna with Brian Fraser, super fucking dumb. I feel like this is gratuitous bullshit and I didn't like it. What grade did you give this?
D.
I gave it a D also.
I think the reason why I gave it such a bad score, it's not like it was in season six where I was just bored and annoyed, but
Now I'm
now
just
there's just
annoyed.
now I'm just annoyed. But I'm not necessarily bored by this episode. I was bored by last episode, but I'm not bored by this episode. I'm just pissed off
Yeah.
because the writers are squandering all of these good writing opportunities by like again getting rid of Jane for shock value and having
this whole faith thing for shock and awe, and then they're not, regardless of anything, they're not going to do anything with it. Like, what can they do? She is dead.
What pisses me off, and it's a setup for the next season. So clearly, this is a setup that I'm not necessarily gonna like. They do a really good, William gives a really good performance. Like, he doesn't want Jane's body like left on the floor bleeding out. He wants her on the bed and he wants you to be respectful with her. And he's clearly very torn up
He gets a
about
lock of her hair for her
with the
sister.
bright red for some reason.
Some reason.
But she, his performance is really, really good. But we don't even give that real breathing time. And he does like leave Francis with Claire and Jamie, but there's no goodbye between him and Francis. There's nothing
There's no
that
promise to
lets
his
it
future.
right there. Yeah, there's no denouement with any of that. And so he's left completely hanging for the next season. We have no idea where he's going. Or Lord John Grey, like, just wrote off. Don't have any clue what his future is going to be. They are again being relegated to the tangential characters. And like, let's face it, William's like the only character we have cared about this season, really at all.
Other than Young Ian and Rachel, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
And I think in general, I think
but the other thing is they set up this whole thing with Francis, like, oh, Claire and Jamie are going to be worried about what happened to Faith. I don't fucking care what happened to Faith.
she it's
I
already done.
don't.
It's already done. It's not like it's happening now. It's already done.
Yes, and we don't need any more past
Unless Faith just abandoned
bullshit.
her daughters, which is also fucked, she's dead.
Yeah.
So, like, what? I also think that, again, they could have easily have set up these characters for success next season so much more easily.
Yeah,
Of like, they
I
could have
agree.
had young Ian and Rachel, they're going to go back to the ridge. And actually, Rachel's never been to the ridge. So, like, cultivating this new life together.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Rollo dying, that's sad, but maybe they just didn't want another dog in the show.
Or maybe they couldn't keep the dog. I
That's
think
also
too.
possible.
So.
With William, if they had kept Jane alive, again, he could be on the run and that could be a new, fresh
And they go
take.
to the
Go to the
ridge.
ridge, hide out in the ridge, try to adjust to this life, and maybe he's what's the word I'm looking for? He's ridiculed by the people on the ridge for
Being
being a
so
British
British, yeah.
person and still kind of having those idealistic ideas, but like,
He's got to grow as a
yeah, he's got to
person
grow as a person, but he's already
and
taking those
defend
big steps,
people and learning from
defending
Jane
Jane
and
and like all that
whatever.
stuff.
But no, we're not going to have any of that.
And then we could have Claire and Jamie
Well,
moving back to the ridge, rebuilding the ridge, and
and
that could be their
we
thing.
know from the setup that Roger and Brianna are supposed to be, but
Oh, she they're
probably
coming
back.
back,
They're coming
yeah.
back. So everybody's going to converge on the ridge, as far as we can tell. So
That would have
they,
been so much better, and I'm
yeah.
just so confused about why.
Why did we set it up like this? I mean, because it's
Why?
not even a cliffhanger. It's just dumb bullshit that I don't care about.
Now, William and Lord, you're right. William and Lord John Grey literally have nothing going for them next season. Like, they're gonna have to come up with a completely new subplot that's not built off of anything. It's just going to be more of the same
It's
instead of
shit.
like giving us a fresh outlook of, okay, well, I've changed my beliefs. And I need to defend this person from these people. Like, that's cool.
I do find it a tiny bit interesting that Leary's daughter is go
Marsley?
Marcellay is going to be a nun in Paris. So it
No,
does
not Marsley, not
the
Marsley.
other one.
Yeah, also, we didn't see Fergus and Marsley all season.
It's horseshit, but the other one, the one that looks like
I
Anne
know, I
Shirley,
know, I know, I know. We don't.
Jenny, Jemmy,
Jory.
Jamie, Jory, whatever.
Joni? Joni.
Joni. I think it's Joni. Anyway,
It's
she's going off to be Joan of Arc and a nun in Paris. She may find out something about what happened to Faith.
Maybe.
And maybe that will be part of the full circle, everything every ginger you can imagine is going to be at Fraser's Ridge. So our choice of ginger beer and ginger ale is totally appropriate. One's more British, one's more American. You pick your favorite. We have so much, oh my God, to cover. But we are going to come up with something fun in the interim. We hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.